3. Part-time job. Actually, I've had both a part-time job and a full-time job. My part-time job was at this university. I worked in the library. My job was ordering and cataloging new books as they arrived. It was easy work, but detailed. At first, I thought my supervisor was a really big spender. Some of the books she ordered were very expensive. Then she explained the books were for education. The government helped pay, and money was no object. She was a great boss. She delegated well. She gave me a task and left me to do it my way. At the beginning, she was very hands-on and showed me how to do everything. But after that, she was very hands-off. She had a lot of patience. Eventually, I had one assistant and I showed her the ropes. While doing that, I learned a very, very valuable lesson. The best way to learn something is to teach it to someone else. Teaching something means you have to think it through, why, how, and explain it. That process helps you understand it better yourself. My full-time job was one summer at a big department store. I worked in counter sales, usually sporting goods and casual shoes, but sometimes beachwear. At the beginning and end of summer, we also did inventory. That made me a detailed person. I worked hard and was a team player, but I would not call myself a workaholic. My coworker was the opposite. She was a lazy slacker and lone wolf. She was always taking a break to text her boyfriend, and she was always trying to steal the credit. I'd get all the merchandise organized, and she would claim she helped. Our manager was a nice person, but he had zero tolerance for lazy workers, and my coworker was let go after 2 weeks. The hours were good, 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and working every other Saturday. I was paid a base salary and got a 5% sales commission. I'm a people person, and I liked sales. My father said that sales is excellent training for life. You find out what works and what doesn't.